This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressider. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Is that how it goes?
Sort of.
Not was I pitch really perfect?
No.
Oh, Vicky, what a treat for the listeners. They would have thoroughly enjoyed that.
Sure.
If you didn't, say nothing. No comments with any words about that, please, anyone. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressider.
It's me, Emily Tressider.
That was our best opening yet.
I think maybe, yeah. Welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Yep.
Last week, we watched a bit of that old chestnut.
Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Did you get that from what she just sung? No.
I mean, well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was pretty... I mean, for someone that is lacking in Star Wars knowledge, I think it was pretty good.
Okay.
Let's see what our guest this week has to say. We are joined for the second time.
Second time.
And I'm going to say, is second the best? First the worst, second the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we are for the second time. Nick Kappa.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yep.
Back
thanks
again.
Thanks for having me.
Did you think my Star Wars tune was good?
Did you know it was Star Wars?
You guys said the word Star Wars, and I was able to make that connection, but
right.
I don't know if I'd be able to make that connection.
Oh, no.
Yeah, told you.
I don't know.
I really thought I did well.
It was a very broad drumming sound, like a very broad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and look, I'll work on it.
Not in tune at all.
Look, I haven't been to singing lessons for a really long time.
Yeah.
Did you go to singing lessons?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She was born for the stage.
I was born on a stage.
Imagine.
I went to singing lessons. This is actually not my story, but it can be now.
Sure.
I was talking to my friend recently about in high school how, like, I don't know if this was a thing at your high schools.
Yeah.
But
I went to a public school, so probably not.
I don't think it's got anything to do with the level of schooling.
Okay, cool.
But in the playground, people would be like, oh, my God, like, can you sing?
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd sit around in, like, a circle and they'd all, like, be
that
like, okay.
That definitely
like,
didn't happen at my school.
Yeah. You know?
No. Absolutely not.
I was, I think, you know, back in those times.
Sure.
Or back when we were kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Singing was, like, seemed kind of, like, in your grasp. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Everyone was like, Australian
Idol.
But then you start like, you know, you start getting around 17 or 18.
Sure.
And you realize that, not everyone has a good singing voice.
That's true.
You've got to put food on the table and you're like, oh, I might as well just take that apprenticeship or, I mean, this uni
and
accepted
here we
me.
Are both...
And then slowly your dreams are broken.
And now we're trying comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, first stop, I'm singing in a playground. Second stop, I'm standing on stage being like, laugh at me, please.
Love me.
But... during that time, I would always, my go-to song would be Angel by Amanda Perez.
I don't know that song at all.
I'll link it.
Absolutely not. I'm not doing that.
Okay, fine. We won't link it.
Okay.
You can all look up that banger for yourselves if that's what you want to do.
What year did that come out?
I think like 90, maybe 2000.
Mm.
I'm not sure.
Really? I've never heard this song before.
Do you want me to sing it to you?
Okay.
I'll sing it to you like I sang it to my friends in the playground. Ready?
Sure.
Okay, I got to close one ear so I can get
what's the artist
tone
again?
Amanda Perez.
Okay.
So I can just get the...
She'll the finger
over. And I'd be like, God sent me an angel from the heavens above.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think I know that song.
I've never heard.
I know that song.
I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. You made me feel like I could not breathe. There we go. Ooh, listen to that. Piano.
Ooh.
Probably need to pay someone for this.
That's hot.
Right? Yeah. Imagine me in a playground.
It's been 5 months since you went away.
All right, that's enough.
For anyone who can't...
a word.
No.
For anyone who can't see the podcast... Em is jutting her head about
very like, much into this.
Yeah. It's kind of someone doing an impression of the ocean. And it's got a bit of sass. It's a sassy ocean.
Yes.
It's a sass wave.
I mean, the ocean is pretty sassy, so I'm really channeling the actual ocean.
You're in the ocean sassy?
For sure.
Yeah?
It just, like, comes up
It's like, oh, you want to stand there? Not today.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. It's pretty sassy. Oh.
Sass is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of sass.
Yeah, yeah. I do like it.
I agree.
I used to not be a fan of sass or kind of people that would be very direct or, you know.
You don't like directness either?
Yeah, yeah. But now I appreciate it. Okay. I'm like, yeah, I dig the sass. As long as it's warranted.
Yeah.
Right.
But also, unwarranted sass. Ah, oh, fuck off.
But I also think
give me an example of unwarranted sass, Kappa.
The other day I was at a bagel place.
Yep. All right.
All right.
And bit of unwarranted sass. Just slapped the bagel on the...
Oh, from
on the table.
From the person working in
the
bagel.
Yeah, from the person, just put it on there, you know, the drink, just slam it on the table, walk off. I'm like, unwarranted sass.
Okay, yeah, no, that's unwarranted sass. Unless you did something.
I did nothing. I ordered my bagel.
Did you say please?
I was very good about it. And I'm not even to them directly.
Okay. Oh, all right, man. So you hadn't had any previous interaction with this person.
No, just straight up sass.
Mm. I don't know if that's sass, Kappa.
Just they were in a bad mood.
Yeah, that's just not that nice. See, this is what I was going to say. I think sass and a little bit of like cruelty is different.
Yeah, sure.
You know what it's I mean? I think different. Sometimes people use sass as an excuse to be a fuckhead. And yeah. I'm not about that.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think sass is fun. Sass is light. Sass is, you know, a little
playful.
Yeah, it's playful.
Yep.
Whereas sometimes I think people can misconstrue that and be like, I'm a bit of a mean person, but I'm very sassy.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've unlocked a secret here.
A lot of sassy people have great hearts.
That is also, that's also true.
They're not mean.
Yeah, they're not mean-spirited. Well, I mean, some sassy people, no, I don't know. There's a fine line between sass and fuckheadery.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I'm bringing home the
that's
home
what you get
truths.
When you go to a place like that, though, I guess.
What,
you go to a bagel place.
Do you
want to
name and shame? Yeah.
No, I'm not going to name and shame.
Okay. Is it in the city?
Because it's very good. They're mostly very nice, the people.
All right.
Is it in the city?
No, it's in
Don't say
Fitzroy.
The place. Because it's too specific a place.
Oh, no,
I reckon there's probably a few bagel places in that suburb.
Yeah.
Perhaps, yes.
But yeah, it was fine. It was fine. Just a lot of unwarranted sass there. And I was like, what is going on?
But
what did I do?
And
I panicked. I'm like, what did I do? Oh, no.
I
ordered wrong.
Up. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm an idiot.
Okay, go through your order.
I'm going through this guilt.
I feel like last time you were on the podcast, we talked about coffee orders.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that just...
Yeah.
I just had a moment of like, wait, we've done this before. Anyway, go through your order. How do you order stuff? Let's find out whether it was unwarranted sass.
Well, it wasn't to this person,
though. No, I just said I would like...
No, but maybe,
I think
maybe the person that he went to said, fuck that dude.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the chicken and avocado it was one of the special bagels, the multigrain one I think I got.
Okay.
And then I think I ordered that with the coconut water.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
What?
That order.
The coconut water. What the fuck?
Well, I didn't want anything sugary.
I retweeted or I put in my story a thing the other day that was coconut water tastes like water that's been in someone else's mouth. That is what coconut water tastes like.
Coconut water is like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of it, to be honest.
Well, why would you order it?
Because they didn't have mineral water there. So
just
I thought, I'll go
get
one step
water.
Up.
Yeah.
And plus, I was like, I hadn't been eating any carbs. I hadn't been having any sugar. So I thought, I'll splash out
and get
a coconut water. Okay. It's better than a Coke or something.
Well, yeah,
but if you get a splash out, you may as well splash out.
Splash out hard, you reckon?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go hard or go home,
Kappa. When's the last time you had a Coke?
Oh, not, I reckon, like, unless it was, like, mixed with alcohol.
Sure. Yeah, that doesn't really count.
You
just went and bought a bottle of Coke.
Not since June last year.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I went off soft drinks totally.
Except when they're with alcohol or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now I don't even really do that because it gives me bad dreams.
What? The alcohol or the soft drink?
I think it's when it's mixed with the soft drink, it gives me bad
dreams.
You're
not the only person I've heard that has like a weird effect with alcohol and soft drinks.
Really?
If you just have whiskey neat, fine.
Yeah.
But if they mix whiskey and Coke, they're fucked.
Really?
Yeah, not like...
It's the sugar that ruins you.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gives you the real hangover.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. As someone who drinks either cider or vodka sodas, my hangovers on a cider are...
Oh, yeah.
Well, they exist. I don't really have hangovers if it's just vodka sodas, whereas if I have cider, I cannot move for the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Yep, and when I have a few drinks, I'm very partial to a dark and stormy.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
The sugar content in that it's a bit through much. The roof.
Yeah.
And that's after 10 beers as well.
I was going to say that you don't start on a dark and stormy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a night if you're starting with a dark and stormy.
So now I just go straight. Why not? You know.
Just like a whiskey on
with water, or I have it with sparkling water or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Love that.
But I find that different bars have different soda water, you know. You got to go to a bar with good soda water.
Like, do you want the soda water out of a bottle?
I don't mind it out of a bottle, but sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good out of the gun.
Yeah.
Like RSLs always have good soda water.
That's true.
There's a crispness to it.
I think it's because they care more about their post mix because they're using a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because coming from a hospitality background, you have to like change the gas.
Sure. Yeah.
Post mix. It's basically just syrup, water, and gas.
Yes.
Right.
Mm.
And so if you let the gas run real low, that's when you like see bars that have like a really like shitty stream.
Yeah.
It's like really like low pressure. That's not because their tap's fucked or anything. It's just because they need to change the gas.
And they haven't been.
And RSLs are very like,
We have this
checklist of things you have to do each day, and you have to, yeah.
And that's where I go there to get a crispy,
yeah,
very crispy.
What are your thoughts on having them in your house? Because I got a Christmas present, which I'm about 5 years behind everyone else.
Yeah,
And
it's a post mix gun.
No, it's a what do you call it?
A soda stream.
There you go, one of those things.
Yeah. Oh. They're great.
And because I didn't like soda water until I started drinking vodka sodas.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I like soda water all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
bit
me
of fresh
too.
Lime,
yeah,
that's a bloody party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I thought nothing could replace a nice soft drink.
Yeah.
But soda water's pretty good.
They smash it out of the park as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm yet to buy any of the, I don't think we'll ever do it, buy any of the like syrupy things that you can get with them. I can't, like, whatever, I don't care.
No.
But like, because we just have like a cordial or something like that, because I'm five.
No, I am a big fan of cordial.
I used to be a big fan of cordial. Well, loved it.
Can you get like no sugar cordial?
Yeah, that's what we have.
There you go.
Really? I'd go hard or go home. I'm all about the fruit cup
Says
crush.
Says the guy that got a coconut water.
I know. Well, I was just trying it out.
I'm telling you, that's your problem. That's what happened.
One single coconut water that's been sitting in the fridge for years. Yeah. They're like the first dickhead that orders this.
She had some dumb haircut, like a, you know, like a...
The truth comes out!
Yeah, yeah. Like a, you know when you see like a full hipster person?
Yes.
And then you're like, I'm fine.
Says the guy wearing the t-shirt that you're currently wearing, but okay.
Yeah, it's a busy shirt. It's from H&M's actually, okay. It's not really...
H&M's, plural.
H&M's. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
But you know when someone is a dick...
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, fuck you and your fucked haircut and your dumb clothes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't give that impression beforehand, but now you have loaded the gun.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Now I hate everything about you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she could have easily said that back at you. Fuck you and your fucked haircut and your shit clothes. That really feels like an insult.
I think also because I've always got like a dumb grin on my face and I'm always like, hey, how's it going, guys? Whatever. I think people like want to take advantage of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very annoying, you know, but of course you don't need those people in your life.
Of course.
But you like also like, fucking give me a break, all right? Stop. I give you an inch, don't take a mile, all right?
I get that. Someone that's like looks younger than they are and is short, people often don't take me seriously or whatever. And I it's the same sort of thing. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it too.
Yeah.
I was telling you earlier before this podcast about the great tweet that I did.
Yes.
But it actually happened to me today. I went into the bank to get a bloody bank check because I'm not a child.
Yeah, sure.
And I went in there to get a bank check.
Why'd you have to get a bank check?
I've got to pay an embassy. Look, it's a long story.
Okay.
A lot of shit's happened in my life, okay? A lot's been going on. I had to get a bank check. Went in there and she's like, you know, where do you want this address to? And I'm telling her. And then like halfway through the conversation, she's like, so are you still studying? And I'm like, no. Every single time I go into a bank, into the bank, my bank, every single time, the last five times, I reckon, maybe that's an exaggeration, three definitely, they've been like, hey, you're still studying? And I'm like,
is it because you still have a student account and they're trying to get you not to pay for that?
No, I don't have a student account.
I'm just wondering.
But see, this is my tweet, my glorious tweet. Was sure. Like, I don't know if it's because I look really young.
Yes.
Because clearly I do. Or it's because they can see the money that's in my account. And they're like, she's got to be a student.
She's absolutely a student. Yeah.
Where's all her money if she's not a student?
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Yep.
Oh,
do you still get ID'd?
No.
Mm.
But I also, my boyfriend's very tall and has a beard.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're like, well, if she's hanging out with him... She must be fine.
Sure, sure. I don't get, yeah, I don't get ID'd usually when I'm with other people. If I'm by myself, I'd get ID'd.
Yeah.
I got ID'd at a pub that I work at sometimes.
Yeah.
Like by a new staff member who didn't know who I was. But I went down to get a drink on my tab and I said, can I please have a beer? Whatever. For an act. And I said, can I have a beer? And they said, yeah, yeah, sure. Can I just see some ID? And I went, but I work here. And they went, oh, I still need to, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
So you had to show the ID.
What did they
do when they saw the date of birth?
Oh, I've had so many people, like I went to a place with my sister the other week that was, it's like a adult time zone kind of place. So like,
I did not know where you were going with that.
When I said adult.
Adult. I'm like, what? What are you, where?
Yeah, it's a...
It's like time zone, except you lock in and just fuck each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, yes, but no. They just, like, it's Be Lucky and Sons, I think it's called. It's in Melbourne Central. It's like a game.
Oh, the one with the neon lights?
Yeah. And they have, like, because they serve alcohol, so they have to ID people before they go in. Yeah. But they don't have to. I'd been in the week before and I was with a friend and they did not... ID me then, and I was like, we'd just been to see a movie, and I was like, okay, we'll go have a look at this. It's, you know, it's a bit of fun to walk around. Maybe we'll play some skee ball or something. It'll be fun, whatever. And so we go to walk in, and the guy's like, oh, we'll just need to see your ID, thanks. And they show my sisters, who's, you know, a bit younger than me, and they were fine with that. And then I showed my ID, and the guy went, oh wow, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like literally like that, and I just went. Fuck, am I that old? Jesus Christ. Like, oh.
He was probably younger than you, right?
He was way younger than me.
The thing is, I find interesting, I'm very bad at maths.
Mm.
So, like, if I ever had to ID someone, I'd be like, 2007 checks out. Like, got no fucking idea.
Well, it's 2019, so.
No, I'm not that bad at maths. But
yeah, but, like, does that make you feel old, the people who are
wait,
born
2007? No, they'd only be... 12.
No, but say the two people that were born in the year 2000 now are old enough to drink they're 19, and go and they're
is,
turning 19.
That is crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah, that is nuts to me.
I mean, a guy working at a place like that, the like time zone for adults, just fucking no. Time zone for adults.
Sure,
we're back. he would probably be used to checking IDs of people in the like 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, absolutely. And then so, he saw 80, yeah, and not and only
he
just,
didn't even need to do the maths. He was just like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, and the first half of the 80s as well would have freaked him the fuck out.
Yeah,
like early first, like late first half, but still first half. I'm not that old.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, I guess, when you're like. You know, you work a job and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you work like a part-time job or a casual job.
Yep.
And then a lot of people in your position are like, yeah, I'm just making ends meet or, you know what I mean? It's either that, like, yeah, because I'm like around the same age as you.
Yes.
Everyone I work with, the people who work casually are either a lot younger than me or they're the same age as me and have a family.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm just doing this on the side while the kids are at school.
Yeah.
Because I work in an all-women team.
Sure.
And usually they, usually they've got, a lot of kids and they're like, oh, I'm just doing this in between
just
uni.
Just for a little
like,
bit of extra
doing,
cash.
Nick? I'm like, I don't have either of this stuff.
I'm not young and I don't have a family.
I've got neither. No snap. That's really interesting as well. Not my story again, but it is my story. That I have a similar situation where like a lot of people around me at work are young, same thing, their mums or whatever. But I also I had a very weird time today because I've worked for the same company for about 5 years.
Mm.
And so I know what's up. I've moved interstate with the same company. Like I'm very much like a part of the team, but I'm still a casual, but I work like full-time hours and I will deal with stuff in a managerial way
yep.
when is required, like when my manager's
yeah.
not there.
Yeah.
I'm basically like the next best thing, right?
Sure.
Not to brag or anything.
uh-huh. She's doing still get paid. Pretty well.
Yeah, still get paid like bitch, but it's fine. So today I work with a woman who's much older than me. That was mean. She's older than me. Much older.
She's so old.
She's less than probably double my age.
Yeah.
A little less than double my age.
Sure.
Anyway, yep. she she rubs me the wrong way. And I was working with her today.
I hope she listens.
And she fucked up real bad. Yeah. And so I had to be the one that like turned around to this person that's like double my age and Ooh. Be like, this is really unacceptable.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had to like lay down the law and it was so great. It was so good.
You enjoyed it? Because yeah, I would have felt awful.
Well, I mean, there was a moment afterwards, like after the fact, maybe 10 minutes later, where I was like, should I apologize? And I was like, no, she fucked up. And I didn't like... I was actually really proud of myself because I didn't like lose my cool or anything.
It was warranted sass.
Totally. Yeah. Yes.
Warranted sass. Exactly.
So it, was totally it wasn't even sass really. It was just like, this is a fact and you've fucked up, you know, but it felt good.
Yeah.
I was like, I could be a boss.
You are a boss. What are you talking about?
I'm a boss of my own destiny.
Yeah.
my girlfriend works in HR and there's this lady at her work that is exactly like my mum. I've never met her. But
how do you know? Because your girlfriend knows your mum.
So she'll go. So anyway, but apparently this lady is useless at her job. So every time she comes back, I go, "How'd mum go today?" And she goes, "She is terrible." And then she had to. She goes, "I couldn't. We couldn't sack your mum, so we just got her half hours."
Oh shit!
It's like mom.
You fucked up.
So yeah, this lady's become my mom.
Love that.
Is there any hope for mom now that she's half hours? She's like, no, she is completely useless.
Aww. Well, that's I mean, what is it about this woman that makes her like your mom?
She said she's nice, but she's. She's frantic.
Right.
Yeah, oh,
right. What your mum's like.
Frantic. Yeah.
I think, I mean, this is a very big generalization.
Sure.
But I think people of that age bracket are frantic, or at least more frantic, it feels.
Yeah, I think so. I think
probably.
I think I thought this the other day. I don't know if mum enjoyed having us as kids. you know what I mean?
Your
like,
siblings.
You see a lot of mums now or whatever, and they're like, I think because there's a lot of. Because of the internet, I think there's a lot of guides and a lot of people can share information.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
So they can make it easier, whereas, like, our mums were like,
drowning
I just got to fucking work it out myself.
Yeah.
Or exactly. I got to read a book.
My mum's always like, you didn't come with an instruction manual. And I'm like, babies almost literally these days do come with an instruction manual.
Yeah, exactly,
but also, I mean, there's something to be said. Like, there's positive and negatives to both of those things.
Oh, sure. You get to see how, because people put online how well they are doing, but not how badly they're doing.
Yeah. But then also, like, comparing yourself to that would be very dangerous because no two parents would parent the same, even if they're watching the same Instagram feed.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I mean, it's like life where you see everyone's highlight reel on Instagram. You'd
Absolutely.
Be like, fuck, like, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to do this properly.
Yep.
But like, as you said, you're only seeing them going to the park and having a good time. You're not seeing them spew on the way home.
Yep.
Or like fucking,
or the temper tantrum on the way home from the park when they didn't want to leave the park.
Yeah. Oh, and but it's more equal now
Instagram.
As well.
Pardon?
You know? I think it's more equal now as well. Like my dad, he would do anything for us, you know?
Yeah.
And he would work his guts out. He'd work 20 hours a day, but he wouldn't look at the mail or, you know what I mean? Like mum's been going on about him taking out the bins.
Your whole life.
Yeah, a long time. I'm like, just get rid of him. I love them both, but I'm like, if
you
you're going to nag this much, you know,
what
you've known
doing?
Someone this long, also he should just fix that up.
Yeah. Like, just take out the goddamn pins.
It's interesting. That's interesting, I think, as well, like modern relationships. Mm. There's probably like, I don't know, wow, we're really just bloody
that's all right.
diving
we can go
in.
Deep.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's more dialogue, I think, with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know?
Well, expectations are higher. but like not in like a way of you're allowed to say what you expect of your partner these days, where I don't think women used to be allowed to expect more. There was just like, well, you've got your husband, that's it.
But I guess that would be hard for your dad because like he's used to a way of living.
Oh, yeah, but also like, it's too, dad's totally ignorant. And mum is the biggest nag ever.
Yeah.
She is, like, terrible. Like,
sure.
We made a deal. Like, she cooks the best Christmas dinner I've ever had. Like, it's truly the most amazing dinner. It's three different types of meats.
Love that.
It's crazy. Mm. But she is in such a panic and
doing the meal
never stops going on about it that we're going to cook next Christmas.
Really?
We are going to cook. Like, it is terrible. You can't leave the house. You're like, I'm going for a swim. And she's like, you've got to stay here. I'm cooking the dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, do you need any help? She's like, no, I don't need any help, but just
you
don't
can't leave.
I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then she's like, well, I've just got so much to do. You're like,
let me help you.
We're going to do everything. So you've got no leg to stand on. Aww. So we're just going to see
if she's going
to
hover around you next Christmas and
just
tell you.
Probably be
worse. You'll be like, Mom, go for a swim.
Yeah. I know. Oh, God. Anyway, it's all right. It's fine. It's not a bad thing, but also you're like,
I didn't mean to psychoanalyze your parents, by the way.
No. Strapping. Yeah. But you're right. It is a bit of a generational thing, isn't it?
I think for sure, because I just feel like, I mean, I can't say for sure because I don't know for sure, but it feels like over the past sort of 6 months, I've been more, I've had more time with that generation of women.
Yeah.
And it just feels like there's a level of frantic.
Yeah, okay.
The listeners couldn't hear that, but I was doing a frantic motion with my hand.
Yeah. When you say frantic, though, about what?
Just anything.
Right.
Just anything. Like, I'm a very big stress head.
Yeah.
I stress a lot about a lot of things.
Sure.
But, like, just little things that, for me, I'd be like, that seems silly. Like, you know, you drop, I don't know, a bag of frozen vegetables onto the kitchen floor.
Sure.
You'd be like, oh, shit. But you wouldn't be like, oh, my God, like, I need a blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just goes like...
Yeah.
Just to a next level.
Is it because they have to be perfect?
Maybe.
Is it?
I'm not sure. Like, I guess expectations, it's individual. Every individual is different,
that's,
I guess.
That's what I find as well is that my nana is pretty frantic. She's always running around.
Yeah.
She's like 90.
Yeah.
And there is no sign of her getting Alzheimer's or anything that, because she's always got that little bit of stress in the back of her mind.
Sure. Yeah, right.
I think once my other grandparents, once they stopped and they had not any stress, that's when it set in.
Yeah, that was kind of the same for my grandparents. Like, all of my grandparents are gone now, but when they were still around, like, my nana was almost 90 and still going to like her keep fit classes, that's what they were called, like group exercise for they were for older women, but older women meant 60 and she's 90 and going to these older women fitness classes and stuff like that, and she was just but she was always stressing. She was like proper high blood pressure stress head sort of person.
It's quite interesting. I find old people quite interesting. I recently met my boyfriend's here's a fun fact for you guys. I recently met my boyfriend's grandparents.
Sure.
And they're 80, early 80s. And they are the fittest motherfucking people I have ever met.
Really?
Like, fitter than me, fitter than you, fitter than anyone at this table.
Well, I'm not very so good.
But, like, just insane. Like, they would go bike riding every single morning.
Wow.
Kayaks. That the granddad makes all of the furniture in the house. He has a shed. He was making a picture frame just for whatever.
Great.
Makes little toys to give to charities at Christmas out of wood.
Oh, wow.
Like old school, like sturdy, like never going to break.
That's great.
Yeah. Just, and I think there's something to be said with, like, if you just keep going.
Your boyfriend makes
a
lot more sense to me now.
Why?
Just his creativity stuff and everything. Yeah. I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah. But he's definitely not as like, I don't know.
Fit? Is that what you're going to go with? I was like, I think he's right.
He's not as, like, he doesn't, like, power through so quickly.
Sure.
He runs at a slower pace.
He is pretty chill. He is pretty chill. He's
much more chill, yeah.
maybe he'll grow into it. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe his grandparents, when they were younger, they were pretty chill, and as they get older, they get faster and faster.
Perhaps.
They're like the opposite. They're Benjamin Buttoning it.
Perhaps. I mean, I definitely want to keep doing physical activity when I'm older.
Yeah.
It seems like the more you do, the less you fuck yourself up.
Well, I think, that's a... Oh, God. I'm dying.
But, yeah, there's an inner stress, like an inner goal that you have.
Yeah.
You know, and you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think once you kind of stop and you...
Oh, yeah.
Stop absolutely. Progression.
Then
game that over. Stuff takes over.
Well, I think once my nana kind of wasn't really able to do the fitness classes and stuff like that, she went downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah, right.
Like it dropped off very quickly.
Yeah, it's not a slow decline.
No, but she was full on until she couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
Completely on top of everything and then...
Yeah.
So interesting.
That's how I hope it goes.
Yeah. Right?
I hope it goes straight.
Quick.
Straight.
Yeah, quickly.
Quick. Yeah.
I don't want to hang on for...
We don't want timely, yeah.
No. I said to my parents, as soon as they get like that, I'm pushing them off a cliff.
Yeah. My mom says, I'll have a shotgun ready, okay? Just be ready. I don't want to go through all that stuff. I'm like, I don't own a gun, but okay. Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes I've wanted to push him off cliff before.
I know. I didn't. Yeah.
Even before old age. It was so weird.
I was 12. It was weird.
Yeah. So your boyfriend makes zines.
Yes. Correct.
Does he go to the zine fairs and sell them?
He should.
Because I've been to those and they're excellent.
Yeah. No, I think
I actually told him about the one that's happening this weekend. Yeah. I think he's going to go to that.
The other thing about my boyfriend is he makes really cool stuff, but he doesn't.
He'll listen to this.
Yeah, I know. You're listening right now. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Your stuff is very good and it deserves to be seen.
It is very good.
Yeah, it is. I was reading it before. I was like, oh, this is really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And dark.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. I haven't spoken to him about this, but we're about to start a Patreon.
Mm.
You heard it here first.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe one of the gifts
could be a zine.
Some zines.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Collaboration.
Yeah.
I love it.
So he's listening. If you didn't know, now you know. Your zines are going to be seen.
They're going to
happen. Good.
Yeah.
M's boyfriend asked so many questions.
Yep.
Vicariously
through me.
Does he work full time or?
He works part time.
Oh, yep.
And
two jobs.
Yes,
though.
He works two jobs part time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that mixes it up.
Yeah. Well, because he has one job that he doesn't necessarily love.
Yeah.
That he studied a long time to do and pays the bills. But actually his second job that he got a little bit more recently, which is doing wine tours of the Yarra Valley and Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. Is that good?
Way cooler. Yeah, it's really good. He loves it.
Because I do a bit of tour guide stuff.
You do.
And, I was wondering if that was a good job because I saw an advertisement for one of those things.
He loves it. Loves it. The pay is really good. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, right.
But Capra, the pay is really good.
Yeah.
I can cut this out if he doesn't want it to.
Why not?
Yeah, sure.
He gets a lot of hens parties, a lot of 21sts.
Oh, that's
hens
no
parties
good for
would
you.
Love you guys.
Yeah, I know. Every time I actually, we have an ongoing joke in our house that's every time I'm what's the party today? And he's like, hens party. I'm like, God damn you, Adam is his boss's name.
Sure.
I'm like, God damn you, Adam.
But do women get horny at hens parties? Not really, do they?
No,
they just get drunk.
Spew.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon there's a lot of wooing and cheering and then throwing up.
Yeah.
He had a hens party this weekend, actually, that no one spewed. Which
wow.
is like a...
Oh, my God.
He also holds the record for the most amount of spews.
Really?
I love that that's a record that they get.
Oh, my God. What is the bus made out of steel?
No, they have sick bags.
Of course they do. Like an aeroplane.
Yeah. They're come prepared. Lots of water, sick bags.
Oh, my God.
Because they just hit so many different wineries.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it's kind of good because he's more of a minder, isn't he? Because does he take people in a winery and then they just take over?
The wineries they go to, yes and no. The wineries they go to are smaller wineries and they're often really busy.
Ah.
Because he goes there so often, he becomes the the I'll show you these wines. I know about them as well. So he actually does most of the tastings as well.
Oh, that is so funny. The most spews.
Yeah.
I love it.
Jesus Christ.
He got the women the most plastered. Yes. Amazing.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
Or he got the weakest group of women.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They could have been dudes. I don't even know. I should fact check.
Just assumed it was a hen's party.
Humanity.
Or a 21st. It's probably a 21st.
Yeah. Well, I was discussing this with someone last night, and we were talking about how, like, what's the difference between that and a pub crawl.
Sure.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally the same. Yeah. The only difference is you think you're being a little bit more fancy.
Well,
but in actual fact, it's kind of more chavvy because you're meant to be more fancy and you're still getting lit.
One of the people that I was a bridesmaid for, she has like a lot of friends from a lot of like different kind of places. And she's played netball for ages, and like so many women that she's friends with and wanted on her hen's party. So we ended up having to hire like a bus that was like a 50-seater bus.
Wow.
And we did like a pub crawl down the Mornington Peninsula.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the best and most horrendous thing I've ever done. But like the bus on the way home, the amount of times it just had to stop for everyone to just spew. Along the way home. And I'm like sitting up the front going, I didn't have that much to drink. I was just making sure that my friend was okay.
The bride?
Yeah, the bride.
So the bride got lit?
Yeah. Well, love it ended that. Up that like we didn't realize this because we hadn't organized it, but like her now husband is one of my best friends. Sure. So like I knew that they were doing their Bucks weekend the same weekend, and they were going down to Sorrento, which is where we ended the pub crawl.
Right.
We got to the pub. And he's just there, like the Bucks are just there, like. And I was like, "Do we plan this? Like, are they like they're not really supposed to be hanging out on this weekend? It's not to be." And they just ended up like just making out in the middle of a dance floor, like there were 17. I'm like, "You guys getting married?
That's so beautiful."
They were so drunk.
I love that. That's so nice.
Yeah, there was like,
I love
all those like things of like, you know, maybe they'll accidentally kiss someone else, or maybe there's going to be a stripper.
Nope. They magnetize towards each other.
That is so beautiful.
That's so great.
Don't you think that's beautiful?
Yeah, I do. I think it is weird how you say that an analogy that it is like a pub crawl because that's what I do now. Like now, you know, my age, like 30s. We, like, me and my mates, we rented a house for our friend's birthday, and then we just set up our own bar and got smashed. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that sounds like we set up a nice
Airbnb and, you know, but it's still kind of what we did in our teenage years, only with classier drinks.
Slightly more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We still, we found the place apart, you know.
We found a nicer house. It's not just mum's place, you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you realize that you can drink nicer stuff at home because it's cheaper when you buy it yourself.
Yes.
Like, you know, buy the glass while you're out.
Although I'm getting old now, like loud noises. Not loud noises.
I was at a party on Saturday night, like
we've all got things going on.
Yeah, whatever. I was at this party, and there was like we were mostly outdoors, but then they had like the garage set up as like you could go in there and dance, and they had like the music was in there, and like lots of flashing lights and everything like that. And it was like it was really nice. I didn't go in there, and then people turned the music up in there, and a bunch of us were just like, and I was definitely the oldest one there, and I thought I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be like, oh, Vicky, the old one.
Yeah.
And so I waited until someone who was 22 went, it's a bit loud, isn't it? And I was like, yes, it is. Let's fucking go turn that music down. But the cops got called as well. So I was like, oh, it actually was too loud.
Wow.
I'm not super old.
Yeah. But I think that's a very like 17, 18 and 19 party thing to have the garage as a disco.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I had that, I swear it was like my year 10 formal.
It was definitely like when I was 16 or 17 time I had that.
That's great.
Although
it kind of also has that tuxedo cat vibe.
That's true. That is a reference that not many people listening will get.
Well, yeah, I guess. Imagine that, but as a festival venue.
Yeah.
And the garage is just like a weird, smelly room.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some venues I've been to.
And then the cops get raided. Raided.
Yeah, that's true too. Everyone's like ducking on the floor. Oh, my God. What a memory.
Oh, festival.
Yeah, it is crazy. Some of the I remember coming down for the comedy festival, not to be too inside baseball.
Sure.
But, you know, when I was in Sydney and I was doing comedy in Sydney,
yeah.
Like, so excited about the comedy festival, and you come down. And,
yeah.
And some of us who'd been from Sydney and didn't know what a good venue was or how close, oh, we got stuck with some of the shorter straws. Oh, I remember yeah. I had a mate who performed in like an art gallery.
Oh, God.
So it was an art gallery and it had just like a little caravan next to it they were serving drinks out of, and it was just so,
oh.
You're like, why is this?
Yeah.
You know, only four people are there. No one had heard of him, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I get messages from some Sydney, like, open micers and stuff going, hey, is this an okay venue? And I'm like, don't go there.
That's not a venue.
It's not a venue.
That is someone's living room. Stop it.
I know. I remember a guy got stuck out in Fitzroy like 8 years ago. We both came up to Melbourne together to do it. And, yeah, I think it ruined him.
Oh.
I don't think he's done comedy since.
God, oh, yeah, it does have the ability to just ruin people.
Yeah.
Speaking of festival and comedy.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've had a chat, Nick Kappa. What's been going on? Comedy, festival, phone hacks.
I'm doing my new show.
Oh, yeah, phone hacks.
I'm doing my new show. That's it's a pretty weird show.
Sure.
What's it called?
Pig in the City.
Mm-hmm.
Pig in the City.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you, right? You're the pig in the city now?
I'm the pig in the city.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's an autobiographical show.
Not really. It's just a bunch of ideas, really.
Okay.
That are
pretty
fucking weird.
Is it like meta?
Some of it's a bit meta.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing surreal.
Yeah, a little bit surreal.
When I think of Nick Kappa's comedy, there's a lot of surrealism in there.
Yeah, I'm really struggling at the moment to inject some more fresh ideas into it, you know.
Okay.
Because I like doing stand-up, but really I'd like to do something a bit different.
So yeah.
You know, but compared to your average, you know, person who does really weird clowning and stuff, I'm actually not that weird.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
That's
true.
It's only compared to stand-ups that I'm
right.
I'm weird.
Sure.
You know,
right.
Like so.
So people can expect not stand-up.
Yeah, there's,
no, there's a fair
stand-up.
Bit of stand-up in there. It's just mixed in with a lot of other ideas.
Sure.
just
Let's
weird
just call it
stand-up.
A messy piece of shit. No, it's all
Let's
right.
Let's call it a collage.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It started off real good, and then there are a couple of shows that are absolute nightmare.
Oh, no.
But I think that in Perth, but I think people like the chaos. So people kept coming back, and
right.
I'm like, why are people still coming?
Yeah.
You know, I heavily advertised the first two or three shows.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, three very disastrous shows, like the projector kept flickering, and there was
fine.
One where
That's
I was insanely
fault.
Drunk.
Well, that is your fault.
Because the beer caught up with me.
Sure.
I didn't realize. It's a hard to explain. But people kept coming back.
Yeah, I think so.
I think wanted to see me have a breakdown more and more.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I keep watching comedy.
Yeah.
Just to see people have breakdowns.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that sometimes, like, really shows where you're like, wow, not us personally, but you're like, wow, like, that was a mess.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
were like, that was fucking funny because, like, they think to themselves, like, that can't be replicated. I've just seen, like, I remember I saw a Neil Portenza show.
Sure.
And I thought it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember afterwards, he was like, hey, like, sorry about that. And I'm like, what are you so, that was the fucking best thing.
Sure.
Like, I loved that. And he was like, what, really? And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. Like, and not even in a, I'm a comic at the back of the room watching you bomb, but just
in a way
where you're like in a room and you're like, this could never happen again.
Yeah.
And it's such
I'm watching
a, like,
something special.
Special time, yeah. Because you're like, wow, that's we've done it. We've done like a piece of time that will never be repeated.
I get that.
Yeah.
Some of the funniest things I've had it like that I've ever seen have been that.
Yeah. So that's probably what happened for you in Perth.
For
Nick.
Sure.
And that's what I've been trying to capture.
Yeah.
So like by the last kind of night it was some
like
of that.
Like organized chaos?
Yeah. Yeah, and probably a little bit too organized. Because I think the show has hit all the beats, but it didn't have my soul.
Yeah. Sure.
I was too busy trying to remember it or too busy trying to
Make
be
it the,
just me on there, you know?
Sure.
And then it started being me, and I've always had too much material in shows.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I only wrote 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And that gives me a lot of time to fuck around.
Love
and,
that.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to make each show different, so hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm looking for at the moment. It's why I'm very... Because I can write jokes, I can write funny stories or whatever.
You gotta
but
push
I want to try push something further.
Yeah.
And it's very demoralising. very, very demoralising. It's awful.
That's all right. Yeah. By the time you get to Melbourne, it'll be great.
Yeah.
You've got Adelaide to go.
Hopefully, yeah, yeah. So yeah, Adelaide's shaping up to be really fun. And because I think Perth, by the end of Perth, it got better and better and better. So hopefully I can go to Adelaide with a real fucking
fire.
It'll still be fucked and chaotic.
Well, it's still a Nick Kappa show.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Fucked in the way that we want it to be fucked.
Yeah. I think you've got to leave a memorable mark on people. You know, it's really cool the different objectives you go through when you do comedy. I love getting a good review. I love getting like a...
I guess they're okay. I guess they're fine.
You know,
good reviews.
I love getting a review, but now I like a review...
That says like...
That oh no, it's still a good review, but also like there's signs there. Like I got a review in Perth. This lady goes... she gave it 4 stars, but she's like, I didn't get any of the jokes. She's like, I love the costumes, the videos, everything, but... I didn't really get any of the jokes. I didn't get any of it, right? But my friend couldn't stop laughing. Like, my friend thought it was the best thing ever. And I thought, I would have been depressed by that a couple of years ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
But now it shows me that I'm onto something good.
Totally.
I'm like,
sure.
Oh, this is polarizing. When it's polarizing,
but
that
means
you're onto
something.
But the fact that she gave you a 4-star review.
I was going to say, she still gave you 4 stars.
I love that. She's gone... It's not my cup of tea, but by God, it's this guy's cup of tea, so it's got to be good.
Someone likes it, so
I love
you
that.
Might like
That's,
it.
I fucking wish more reviewers would do that.
Yeah.
You're the only motherfucker not laughing. That doesn't mean it's a bad show, you piece
I've
of.
Seen so many reviewers that have been like, everyone else around me was laughing, but I didn't get it at
it
all.
It doesn't make
one
sense.
Star.
That review is the shittest review I've ever read, because what I'm reading is there's a room full of laughter. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
You're but also, just reviewers don't matter now.
No,
they don't. Social
care.
Media has overtaken.
It's up to the people, and that's what I like.
100%.
You know, and the word of mouth is, especially with stuff like that, because it sounds like what you're making is like a cult classic. It sounds what you're making is like the Nick Kappa, like, oh, fuck, like we saw that show 2019. Wasn't that a treat?
That does sound like it.
It was fun. It was fun because, like, I got to see a great thing last year. Sam Campbell, I was in his show. I was one of the audience plants.
Yep.
So I had to I saw his show 18 times.
Sure.
17 times or whatever.
Yeah.
And when it started off, like, because he's such a great joke writer and he's got all this stuff, but such a mess and so many shit jokes.
Yeah.
That he spun into gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he actually polished a turd.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like it was real weird. Like
if anyone's gonna do it, Sam Campbell.
He had a lot of off nights and stuff, and it was really cool to watch this.
Yeah,
kind of unfold because the people who saw it in a shitty stage were still like keen to
come back
or tell their friends about it. Like, you know, So I think in order to grow, I have to do something like this.
Sure.
You know, I have to make something like this.
Well, it paid off for Sam. He got the Barry.
Yeah, but this isn't near as good. It's
well, we're not picking you for the Barry.
Not as good as his show. No way. No. And this isn't that good. You never know. But yeah, it was really fun to see something like that.
Yeah,
and especially Neil Potenza. You know, I actually
I
went to him
Neil
for
Potenza.
Advice. I was like, you know, you see a guy, and he's like, he'll write about it on Facebook. Like tonight was an absolute failure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he still has people. That are like Neil Portenza, Die Hard, always go.
Yeah.
And 100%. That is such a telling thing because like that is very rare for comedians that aren't like TV, radio, huge comedians. He has this like underlying, like will not be moved fan base. And I love that.
Yeah, I think you're getting that sort of fan base though, Kappa. I think that's happening.
No, yeah. I get a lot of like 16-year-old kids messaging me about tractors.
That's weird. Yep.
And one guy tried to put me in a group message today and called me with his mate.
No.
You're the new Goxie. That's what you are. That's what Goxie always has to deal with.
Yeah. With 1% of his fan base.
But we'll get there.
Yeah, but yeah, it's fun. Actually, comedy sucks. Because the highs are higher and the lows are lower.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
it's like life on crack.
Yeah. You'll
I don't know what life on crack's real... like. Just to clarify.
Unless it's an absolute clanger of a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
We are our worst critics. Yeah. Like, absolutely. Reviews don't matter, but our reviews fucking matter.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The amount of times that I would go out of a show during Comedy Festival last year that was absolutely fine, if not good.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, didn't hit it. Like, I remember a show where a couple of my friends came and they wanted to get dinner after, and I was like, fuck no, I just fucked that up so hard. They're like, are you joking?
That was
like
great.
The best thing. That was so much better than last year's show. Like, that was fucking sick. And I was like, nah.
I'm going to go home and cry now. Bye.
I'm really hard on myself. I think you're the same, Nick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I wasn't hard on myself, that was a sign that things were going bad.
Yeah, true. Sure. Care.
You know
sure.
what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah, I think you've got to go through hard times to make something good. Yeah,
I agree. I really agree. Yeah. Speaking of agreeing,
mm-hmm.
it is part of the show
yep.
that we like to call hypothetically yes.
Correct.
Okay. However, Nick Kappa, you've already been on the show. Yeah. You've already answered a hypothetical question.
Okay.
You've already done that. You've
clocked.
We're past it. We don't need to do that again.
Really? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So, haven't run this past Vicky.
I was going to say, sure this fine. Is new.
I would like to. We would like to know.
Sure.
Vicky doesn't know yet, but she would like to know, what's your spirit animal?
Oh.
Oh. My spirit animal.
Yes.
So what? A spirit animal is the animal that encapsulates my spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm so weird about this stuff because spirit animal is a word that gets thrown around a lot these days.
Mm.
And I just find it, I don't know. It's kind of like a bland thing now. No, but not saying that you're bland or whatever. But
no, that's what he's saying.
Sounds like you're saying I'm bland. What's the bitchiest animal in the world? Because that's what Nick Kappa is.
It's the anti-sass animal. I'm the opposite to the honey badger. I'd say... Because I just want to say my favourite animal now.
Yeah, well then what's
say it. What's your favourite animal?
Because, like, big fan of Komodo dragons.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm into that.
So you basically like
anything
dinosaurs
scaly
that are
water? Yeah, yeah. Crocodiles.
Love that.
Because you know they're so big yet they move so fast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they're agile as fuck.
I just want to hug a crocodile.
Really?
A Komodo dragon.
Okay.
But I don't think I ever.
That
could.
Will definitely kill you.
Yeah.
Well, the Komodo dragon will.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We'll
kill
see
you.
What happens. We'll see what happens with the show. We'll see what happens with the dragon.
We'll take you to Indonesia and we'll get you a Komodo dragon and see whether it kills you.
That's
hypothetically. That's, yeah. You get to hug a dragon.
Yeah.
Mm. Or no. And it bites a big chunk out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't get to hug the dragon, but work mum is your real mum.
Oh. I'd say I'd take work mum as my real mum because it's my real mum. Frantic.
Yeah, nah, fair enough.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we have one final question and not the same question that we ask of all the guests. The same question that we're going to ask of our returning guests.
Okay.
Of which I get to make a different one up, right?
I think,
is that what we do?
I can't remember.
So the normal question that we ask are, what are your thoughts on Spider-Man? But you've already asked that question. You've already answered that question.
You've asked that question.
And answered it. So I'm going to ask you, what are your thoughts on Iron Man?
Oh, what are my thoughts on Iron Man? Ooh. That's contentious because I read comic books a fair bit when I was a kid, and Iron Man was great because it was the suit
mm-hmm.
that really is about Iron Man.
Sure.
Because when I read it, there was like three Tony Starks.
Yep.
There was the original Iron Man.
The alcoholic.
And then the alcoholic. Yeah, yeah. And
right.
then the dad, and then it was passed on to his mate of some kind or mm-hmm. something. But yeah, it was about... The suit.
So yep. anyone could be Iron Man.
Yeah.
But not everyone could be Iron Man.
Why?
You always had to be a bit... You had to be a genius, but also a bit wild.
Okay.
Because anyone else who put on the suit, they either used it too methodically.
Right.
And they didn't have any gut feeling.
Right.
Or they had too much gut feeling.
Sure.
And they let their emotions stand in the way of the suit.
Wow. So the suit was like the Excalibur's sword or whatever. Excalibur.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
it was
yeah.
a,
sure.
Yeah. It was like a thing.
Because that's what I liked about Iron Man. Yeah, it was the suit, but it was you had to be a certain
you had to be
type
the right
person.
I learned that's I never knew that.
To use the suit. Yeah, yeah. So in a way, Yeah, you were chosen a bit, yeah.
Wow.
And I liked, because I'm a big Batman fan.
Sure. Well, this is why I didn't ask you what your thoughts on were on Batman. Because
we don't have a whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already done one.
Yeah, but I liked Iron Man because people knew his identity.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was never, never
yeah, hit yeah. 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 And yeah, very gritty. Very gritty character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank awesome. You. Yeah. We did you can catch Nick at the Adelaide Fringe Festival,
sure.
Comedy Festival, and on Phone Hacks, your podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're on all the social medias.
It's the worst podcast ever.
But it's so good.
Yeah. Oh, we had Mike on. So if you haven't listened to the Mike Goldstein episode, you can go back and listen to that. We talked way more about Phone Hacks on that one if you wanted to hear about that podcast that I am terrified of.
Yeah. It's terrified a lot. It's very hard to get guests.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. But we're working through it. We're holding on.
Yeah, so,
Yep. So yeah, we've been able to.
Fair enough.
Thanks so much, Nick Cover.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.